If you're like me, you sometimes go to the farmer's market and you find yourself thinking, gee, I wonder what's fresh this week. Or you're just staring at these beautiful vegetables going, what the heck is that thing? If that is you, we've got answers. We're here to with some tips on what's in season and where to go for it. And this is a new segment we're calling Getting Fresh with Ross and Cheryl, except for I'm David Hyde in for Ross Reynolds. But Cheryl is here. It's Cheryl Weiser, who manages the Puget Sound Fresh program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition. Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to ask about what some of the things we should be looking for this week in the farmer's market.
Well, this week on the stalls, we have asparagus, mustard greens, and scapes.
Scapes. Now, what is a scape?
A scape?
Oh, wait, scapes, plural.
Scapes.
Okay.
Plural scapes.
Not landscapes, but scapes.
No, scapes. And they're so garlic scapes are the curled flower stalks of a garlic. And so they're cut off to encourage the actual growth of the garlic bulbs so that eventually it will become the garlic that we know and like to cook with. And so you want to look for slender stalks and that are tender, not tough. And so they have nice, compact, closed tips, and they're delicious. I've seen people eat them raw.
So wait, how do you tell if they're tender, not tough?
Well, so they're tender means that you'll see them, they'll actually be slender. So the smaller scapes, so they're nice and thin. And so tough would mean when they're actually bigger and bulkier. And so they'll have a more fibrous kind of taste to them. So you're just looking for the smaller, slender stalks.
All right. So I'm at the farmer's market. I find my scapes. I bring them home. Mm-hmm. Now what I do? What's some suggestions?
Well, you know, you can think of them like lemon zest. So they have this essence of garlic. And so anything that you would do with like a scallion or an onion or garlic, and you want some of that mild essence of garlic, you can go ahead and use a scape for. So they're terrific in salads. So whether you're doing pasta salad, grain, or vegetable salads, stir fries, you can do them in omelets. And, you know, it's a great choice if you don't want to throw in a whole clove of garlic.
So you just dice them up the way you would a scallion.
You dice them up. And the other thing that you could do, which I really love, is you can make a pesto. And so you're just throwing, obviously, you don't have to throw in extra garlic, but you just do the scapes, a little lemon juice, a little olive oil, a little salt. You can throw in some Parmesan cheese and call it good.
All right. We're talking to Cheryl Weiser. She manages the Puget Sound Fresh Program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition. We're talking about some of the things that are fresh in your farmer's market this week. And the next, one of the things you mentioned was asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows what asparagus is.
That's right.
But how do you tell, you know, fresh versus not so fresh asparagus?
Well, you know, no matter what size you choose, because there are thin spears or somewhat larger spears, you want to look for firm, upright stalks and that are not twisted or super bulky and that have these really nice, tightly closed tips that could be like a bright green or a purple in color. And then also where, you know, the cut ends are not woody and dry. They're a little bit moist. And then I like to think of them as paintbrushes so that they're not wobbly or wonky. So, you just want those firm, upright spears and the tips are nicely closed.
So if they get kind of curly, that means it's been sitting in the market too long or sitting in the fields too long?
Not necessarily. I think that it just, you just really want to have the best flavor is with those nice upright spears.
What about thinner versus thicker stalks?
Thinner stalks are where, you know, you'll, the thinner the spear, it means the younger and more tender the asparagus, and where you might be able to chomp on that raw. And then, you know, a little bit thicker stalks mean they can have a slightly more extended cooking time. You don't want to cook asparagus for that long. So with a thicker stalk, you might be able to just grill or roast them just a tiny bit longer.
All right. And mustard greens.
Oh, I love mustard greens. I've been falling in love with mustard greens. And so they're a cruciferous vegetable. And so they're in the same family as cabbages and broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. And so you want them nice and fresh and crisp. And so they almost have this really lovely, bright green sheen to them. And
so like lettuce.
Yeah, you would pick it the same way. And then they have I call a perky taste. So it's a little bit between like a mustardy kind of taste, but it's more like a little bit like horseradish meets arugula.
All right. And how do I cook them?
Well, some people say saute, but actually, I think, again, raw, chopped raw in salads. And then I really love them where I chop them, and I will add a little olive oil, salt, a little sherry vinegar, and top them with an egg, a little Parmesan cheese, nice big chunk of crusty bread, and call it good.
Thanks so much for telling us about it.
Thanks for having me.
Cheryl Weiser manages the Puget Sound Fresh Program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition. And on our website later today, you can get tips from Cheryl Weiser. That's at the conversation page at kuow.org.